99 All-Star game. We're in the training room, and it's me, Mark McGwire, Jeff Bagwell, Luis Gonzalez, Tony Gwynn. And I remember that because I was like, what the hell am I doing in this training room? You know, that's right. I remember who was in there because I'm like, how the hell did I get here? You know, I'm 25, you know. And I remember Luis, I was leading the National League at the time. I think I had 129 hits at the break, hitting like 370, right? Ooh. And Luis Gonzalez goes, Case, he goes, how many hits you got? I go, 129. He goes, you're leading the league, right? I go, yeah. He goes, how many infield hits you have? I go, zero. He goes, now that's raking.
That is.
He goes, now that's raking right there.
That's amazing.
That is our top quote of all time. That's raking.
Hit me with one.
Well, so we met. I want to go back to like 2013, 2014, Bat Gala, silent auction.
Oh.
Mickey Mantle? Was it a Mickey Mantle portrait where you were going back and forth with this guy on the bid? Do you remember that?
Yeah, it wasn't for Mantle. It was for DiMaggio, Marilyn Monroe. Hang on.
Don't you think he would have it?
With this first time you met Rick Knopfler, and who is he?
Yes. Oh my god, first time Rick Knopfler, 1999. Turns out he's the masseuse for the Reds, like, you know, just great dude. Knopf's the greatest. I tell you what, Knopf was so annoyed at me because every day I got these like lockjaw shoulders, I got like the chicken wings in the back, so like my neck's always jacked up. So every day I come in, like, hey, Knopf. Give me 20 minutes, bro. I think on the left side. Next day, I'm like, 20 minutes on the right, Knopf. Next day, I'm like, hey, the hammies are killing me, Knopf. He's like, this is unbelievable. This kid's 25 years old. He's freaking in the massage room every day. It's unbelievable. I had like veterans coming like Pete Harness, who legitimately needed a massage, like 34, grinding his ass off. And I'm like, and he'd come in like, Casey's in the massage chair. I'll be right out, Harness. You know, Knopfler's working on my hammies today. You know what I mean? So one time I had a bad shoulder 2002, just jacked up so bad. And I swear to God, I'd call Knopf at like midnight. I'd be like, Knopf. And he'd say, you come over to the house. I can't sleep. I just got home from the game. He'd be like, Knopf, I'll be right over, buddy. Knopf would come over in my house. Just, you know, kids are crying. I'm like, Knopf, right on the left, right. No. So Rick Knopfler saved my life. I tip Knopf good. If Knopf says I didn't tip good, he's full of it. I tip Knopf big money. And I was like, I know this guy part of my salary. I owe him 20% of my salary, freaking all the massages. But it's Ben, what's the greatest is you asked me, like, you could have said, hey, do you know Adam Dunn? Do you know Austin Kearns, Jason LaRue, Ken Griffey Jr., Burley? Like, hey, man, do you know Rick Knopfler? Yeah, I know Rick Knopfler. Freaking, not only is he the best masseuse around, he's also the masseuse now for the Kansas City Royals, because Nick Kenny, who's the trainer for the Royals, is a good buddy of mine. He went over to Kansas City, and he knew the secret weapon was Rick Knopfler, so he said, hey, Dayton Moore, let's get freaking Rick Knopfler over to Kansas City and win a world title. How's that sound? Boom, Rick Knopfler goes to KC, World Series title.
Oh, I like it.
Corey, here's why I'm thankful you didn't come to Seattle and Richie did. We used to get beers down at Norm's based on Richie's batting average.
So, my God.
You probably saved me $100 to $200 over the course of that time. That season, because Richie was batting .214 throughout the season, but hitting 40 jacks, right? That was when
So how would you do it? What do you mean you'd get – the beers
would fluctuate based on his batting average.
Pabst Blue Ribbon drafts would be either 214, 215.
Are you serious?
No shitting.
That's so great.
Give me another round. Give me five. Here's 10. Keep the change, we'd say. If it was you, I might be broke.
It would have been at least a dollar more if I was there. You know what I mean? $1.
It would have been the Casey tax.
Yeah, Casey tax. Yeah, Casey tax. 313 a PBR. 313.
How's Griffey doing?
How's Griffey doing? Well, obviously the Seattle connection. And I see Griff a lot. I don't talk to Griff a lot, but I see him every year at Cooperstown, and we'll text every once in a while. He's the best, man. I think if Griff hadn't gotten hurt when he came to Cincinnati, he'd have been the greatest of all time. I really believe that. And one thing about Griff was that, you know, he wasn't a big weight room guy. So sometimes I'd be like, oh, people think he didn't work hard. The opposite, man. Like every day you'd go out to hit early, Junior would be out there hitting by himself. He did it every day. And he would be like, if I went out and hit by myself, I would hit a line drive to left, line drive out the middle, line drive to right. I work the field. He's doing that same thing, but he's homering to left center, homering to dead center. And he was just peppering balls 60 rows deep. And I'm like, is that how you become one of the greatest home run hitters of all time? You just come out every day, you work on hitting homers. It was unbelievable. Ken Griffey Jr., one of the greatest, maybe the greatest of all time, arguably in the conversation.